This is the second recording that I've done. The first recording was in relation to under-7s, and now I'm going to try to concentrate on the under-8s and the impact that that's going to have on the Bolton and Bury District Football League. Currently, the proposals are that under-8s will be child-friendly. In other words, no results or league tables will be published. And that is the current situation nationally anyway, so I don't see any changes in relation to the under-8s. The proposals are that the under-8s will go 5v5 eventually, though. The proposals are that 5v5 will come in the second season for under-8s, which is 2014-15. We look in, like I said in the under-7s blog, we are looking that the under-7s hopefully will go 5v5 this coming year. So that means the under-8s will go 5v5 the year after. So that will obviously mean that the under-8s will remain 7v7 this year, and they will move up the ladder as they are doing now. But as we move up the year after, then that under-8 will become 5v5. So for the under-8s, there's very little changes. Next year's under-8s, which is this year's under-7s, will still play 7v7. They will still play with a size 3 ball, which is the FA regulations, and they will still play on the same size pitches and with the same size goals. So there's very little changes there. Okay. Now, with the 5v5, something that we've looked at is trying to tweak the rules so that try to encourage more playing it out from the back, try to encourage more touches on the ball, try to encourage more fun and enjoyment. So we are looking at the rules potentially to consider goalkeepers having to underarm roll it out. The attacking team having to drop back to the halfway line to allow the opposition to come at them when the keeper's got the ball. Instead of throw-ins, either roll-ins or kick-ins. Just things really to try to enhance the skill and ability of the players playing the game. Because that's what it's about. We should be about development of player. Development of player is the key element that we're trying to encourage. And enjoyment and fun. Yeah, so for the enjoyment and fun element, it's really, really important that the coaches, the managers, club officials, and in particular the parents buy into this. If they buy into it and ensure that these kids really do have a good time and get maximum enjoyment out of it, if they do that, there's no doubt they will play better. They will play better, they'll enjoy the game more, and they'll certainly get more out of it. Okay, so that's what we're trying to do. So the under-8s, not many changes. Okay, thank you, and bye.